The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Jerry Kill. The Gophers are 1-1 overall and host Kent State at noon Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Last week is we won a tough game on the road, which, is a big win for us in the situation we were in. And now we've moved along to Kent State in our preparation, and we've been banged up a little bit, and, we're playing some guys haven't played some, and so we're working on getting them coached up a little bit. But, again, we're looking forward to getting back on the football field and getting better. So with that, take any questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions at this time, then.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, as you've started your prep work this week for Kent State, what have you seen so far, and what are you looking forward to as being some key matchups in terms of position groups this week?
Well, I think the big thing from a defensive standpoint is they're very multiple. They line up a lot of different ways. They make you think. From an offensive standpoint, we're going to have to do a great job of recognizing the different fronts and secondary calls and so forth. So that's going to be a challenge for us. And then from the defensive side, we just got to continue to, keep getting better. And, we're playing very well on defense right now. And, our challenge is to correct some of the mistakes that we've been making and make sure that we continue to play hard and play fast. And that's something we've been able to do.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we have a question from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Coach, Kent State has a female kicker. How much does that impress you?
Well, I think it's good. I get two daughters that were athletes, and, I've got a daughter standing on the sideline that she probably wished she could kick. But I think that, I've always said, it doesn't matter when it comes down to performing and so forth. You get somebody to kick the football, it doesn't matter, whether it's a female or a male. If it's a talented athlete, I'm fine with that. It's a good thing.
Which of your daughters would have a better chance of being able to make an extra point?
Oh, Crystal, without a doubt. Toss is a good athlete, but she's not very big. Crystal's strong, so I think she could hit it.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Jerry, you played two really tough games, and both of them went down to the wire. What do you think that will do for your team going forward?
Well, I tell you what, it's we played two physical games. I think the wins of the two from a year ago, and I think we played one of the tougher in the first two games, as tough a schedule as anybody. And to get a win on the road and how we've done it, having to come back and march the ball down the field and score, and then go to overtime and win it, win in overtime. That's something that we haven't done. We haven't been a team that's been real good at coming behind and being good in two-minute offense. And I think some of the things that we've done in no huddle has helped us. But I think it's a huge drive for our football team from an offensive standpoint, and then winning the game. Because we're playing right now, we're playing very, very good defense. We just got to clean some stuff up offensively. We got one player here and there making a mistake, and then we got to get healthy. We're not a healthy football team right now, and we got to get a lot of people aren't this time. But playing two physical teams, we're banged up a little bit, and we got to get healthy. And I think if we get healthy, we got a chance to be really good.
Okay, thanks, Jerry.
Our next question comes from the line of Mark Ambrogi with Johnson County Daily.
Yes, Coach, could you talk a little bit what development you've seen from Nate at tight end and where he came from? Obviously, put on some more weight for you.
Oh, he's playing great. He's grown up so much from one year the next. You know, last year he made some mental errors and, you know, was just learning how to play the position. I think he's one of the most improved football players on our team. And with our tight end situation, having three guys that, you know, one lead for the draft, we got our starting tight ends probably out maybe for the season. And then we got another one banged yet on Saturday. So his development's been outstanding, and I think he's playing as good as anybody we've had. And he's put on about 265 right now at 6'9", 6'10", and he's very strong. And he just, he's just athletically, he's better than he was a year ago. He spent a lot of time in the weight room and flexibility and et cetera. So he had a great game. He's playing very, very good football for us.
And obviously, I know you used him last year. Still a weapon on special teams with that height as far as kicking situations.
Yeah, we haven't. You know, we haven't done that. I think we may do that as the year goes on. But right now, offensively, he is a big, big key for us in what we're doing right now.
Thank you, Coach.
You bet.
To ask a question, please press star one. Our next question comes from the mind of Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
Jerry, I was going to ask about Mitch's play a little bit Saturday. Were you more mad at him for the way he played the first half or happy with the way he came back and played the second half?
I think more happier about the way he came back and played the second half. And, you know, I think part of that, you know, again, the quarterback gets a lot of credit when things go right and he gets bashed when things go wrong. But I think as a unit, you know, we just offensively didn't play very well. And, and then we came back in the second half and played, you know, a lot better. And, we had over 400 yards offense, but we just kicked ourselves in the foot. And it seems like one person, you know, made a mistake here and there. And, offensive line-wise, we got to get healthy. That's 90% of it. And, certainly, you know, the way he brought us back and what he did on the last drive and throwing the football, you know, that's what we needed. And we don't win the game without him. So, you know, that's what we need in the consistency of the second half that he had.
Yeah, I know most general fans won't understand how good a win that was, but the committee probably will. So.
Well, it's a big win for us, and you know we played our first two opponents won a lot of football games last year, and I think probably as playing the first two teams out of the gate, we may have had as toughest two games of anybody in the country. So certainly a big win, and we got to get healthy from it.
Okay, thanks, Jerry.
You bet,
Coach. Thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all have a good day.